On this edition of Enlightening the Eclipse Countdown to 2017, we visit with well-known astronomer and author Dr. David Levy. And in this recent interview, he gives us a play-by-play of what we will witness on August 21st. Dr. David Levy, astronomer, author, speaker, and discoverer of many comets, just can't get enough of eclipses.
Okay, Kevin, I have seen 10 total solar eclipses, but I have been in the shadow of the moon for 11 solar eclipses. The one in 1970 was clouded out, although I was definitely in the shadow for that one. But all the others I've somehow caught, for a total of 10 total solar eclipses.
But wait, that's not all.
If you count lunar eclipses, partial solar eclipses, penumbral lunar eclipses, everything, I have seen 89.
Sure, that's a big number, but for many eclipse chasers, it's more than a number, much more than simply one more penciled-in tally mark on an eclipse scorecard. Eclipses make some people yell, but not Levy.
Talk about the emotional experience you feel when you're viewing a solar eclipse, even total or a non-total. What goes through your mind?
A lot of people say that they have to have this guttural scream, but that doesn't happen with me. In fact, it would annoy me to be in a crowd where people do that. What I like to do is be very quiet during the total phase of an eclipse.
And it's at this point, Levy says, be patient and wait for the artistry.
It starts really as nothing, and you say, well, this isn't too exciting. And up to about 40 or 50% of the partial phase, all you see is the sun slowly become a crescent. First, it's a big fat crescent.
Don't forget safety.
And you have your glasses on and your special solar glasses on, and you're seeing the sun turn into a very thin crescent.
And as the moon continues to block out more and more of the sun, a unique shadow appears.
But you look toward the west and you see the shadow of the moon start to approach, and so it's very dark to the west. Then you put your glasses on, you see the eclipse, which is now almost a line of light.
And then some cosmic jewelry.
And you see the line, which is very thin now. And now then you take your glasses off and the shadow of the moon is virtually on top of you. You then keep your glasses off and you see that the sun is now reduced to a point of light. That is called the diamond ring.
Soon to become a celestial crown of jewels.
And then you see your glasses stay off as the corona begins to appear and develops, and now you see something that is truly extraordinary, because the sun has vanished, and in its place is a crown of light of soft light with jewels around the sun. Those jewels are the prominences, and the sun is now gone. In its place is a jeweled crown, and you're now in the path, and you're in the sight of a total eclipse of the sun.
And this piece of our star, the corona, is almost a world of its own.
The surface of the sun is like 11,000 degrees, which is relatively cool. The corona is about 1,000,000 degrees, but you don't feel it because the corona is so thin. You know, you have a molecule here and a molecule there, but it's so thin you really go right through. It's almost a vacuum.
Now that's the science. What about the emotion?
You could almost cry during a total eclipse. It's absolutely wonderful.
Since your academic background is in literature, can you talk more about some of the riveting writing that the authors down through the years have put to paper when talking about the emotional impact, like Shakespeare?
Shakespeare talks about eclipses in a couple of places. First, in King Lear, these late eclipses in the sun and moon pretend no good to us. I believe he was referring to the 1605 almost total eclipse seen in England. There is almost nothing like it in nature. In fact, no almost about it. There is nothing like it in nature except to see a total eclipse of the sun. That is the Holy Grail.
And especially for first-timers, Levy suggests...
There is one final thing. Especially if you've never seen a total eclipse of the sun before, leave your camera at home. Just go out and look at it. You'll never forget it. A camera, no matter how good it is, will not really capture the moment of a total eclipse of the sun. You need to do that with your eyes and your heart and your whole body to go out and sense the emotion of a total eclipse of the sun. If you've seen Star Trek Insurrection, they talk about the moment.
Yes.
And they talk about taking the moment like a hummingbird coming and feeding on a plant, and then you just see if you can stop the hummingbird's 500 beats per minute and just sort of let it just sort of sit there for a minute, and you capture the moment. And I believe that is a wonderful thing to do.
I'm Kevin Boucher.